The Vatican has announced that the Pope will visit the Greek island of Lesbos later this month. Lesbos has been one of the centers of the migration crisis in Europe. It's the first place in Europe that many migrants reach on their way from the Middle East to Germany and Scandinavia. Earlier this week, the European Union started to enforce a deal to send new migrants who failed to gain asylum back to Turkey. And within Europe, countries have been erecting walls to stop the flow of migrants, including Slovenia, which borders Croatia to the south, Austria to the north, Hungary to the east, and Italy to the west. Joining us now is Boštjan Šefic, who is state secretary in the Slovenian Interior Ministry. Welcome to you. And why has Slovenia shut down this migrant route through the Balkans?
First of all, Slovenia was, let's say, faced with increased, or I can even say, a massive migration flow first in September last year, and then from October on. The flow lasted until beginning of March this year. Since last October, almost 500,000 of migrants entered Slovenia, and just this year, about 100,000 people. This number of migrants in this period represents practically 25% of our population, which is currently, as you probably know, a little more than 2 million people.
Right.
The greatest pressure was in the days before and after 21st of October, when almost 13,000 people entered the country from Croatia in one single day. So you can imagine what kind of pressure is this situation for us.
Although, as you've said, most of them don't want to stay in Slovenia. They want to just move on and go to northern Europe and Germany.
Most of them. That's right. But according to our potential, I mean, human resources, logistic capacities, accommodation capacities, this was a really extreme burden for Slovenia. And that's why we cannot tolerate such situation for a very, very long period.
But what happens to the countries like Greece, though? If you do that, what happens to a country like Greece? Because if they can't get through into Slovenia, then Greece has all these migrants on its hands.
In the beginning of this year was a situation that Germany and Austria more or less closed their borders. And from the south was the pressure very strong. So Slovenia can become, let's say, a bottleneck on this migration route. I understand that Greece has a really big problem at the moment, but in other hand, according to European legislation, Greece, as the first European country, has some very clear obligations. And these obligations are to register these people, to provide a proper, let's say, care, and of course, all the European countries, we must help Greece with human resources, with money, with logistics, and so on. That's why it's the situation with Greece a little different comparing, let's say, Slovenia, especially in October, November, and December last year. That's why it was very important for us to stop this migration flow, to manage this migration flow, and now we have, let's say, a control, and of course we can help and provide a proper support to Greece.
But it sounds like what you're saying is that the responsibility of the other European countries that are not the first country that these migrants reach is a financial responsibility, is we'll help. But in the end, Greece is still going to have to integrate all of these people who aren't able to move on into Europe or aren't going to go back to Turkey or wherever they came from. They're going to have to integrate them into their societies as well.
No, but EU will help them with relocation. Slovenia promised that we will take from Greece, for example, 300-400 people. Let's say, for example, France will take 30,000 people from Italy in Greece. So we will help them also with this relocation. And this pressure to Greece won't be so strong.
But of course, there could be, in the future, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, maybe even millions more migrants on their way who want to come. Yeah. How do you solve the problem to begin with?
I agree with you. This migration wave through Western Balkan route, it's not finished. So we have to have the common strategy, European strategy, how to deal with this phenomenon. Without this, we'll have a really, really big problems.
Well, what do you think the strategy is?
The strategy is to agree how many people can come to Europe, how to manage this. Many of these things we have to agree, but very fast, because time is not on our side.
Is there talk, though, in Slovenia that one of the things that needs to be done is to deal with the situation in Syria so that there aren't so many people who want to come, who want to leave their country and come to Europe?
Yeah, of course. That's why it is urgent to find, let's say, a political solution for that. Let's say short-term and medium-term engagement in addressing the root of these migrations is required, as well as to provide humanitarian assistance to neighbor countries, to Syria. This is also very important. Therefore, it is necessary to continue a political dialogue with Turkey on one hand, and to strengthen cooperation with Lebanon and also with Jordan. We should continue to provide basic human goods to refugees, such as education and openness to different ways of providing better living conditions there. This is, for me, really very important.
Do you worry that because of what's happening, and it is obvious that this refugee crisis and the migrant crisis is causing a strain on countries like Slovenia, but do you worry that Europe is going to have a brand that it is unwelcoming, that it doesn't want people who are different than the people who have been in these countries for so long because of this?
I think it's wrong impression. Last year, in 2015, Europe was really under very, very strong pressure. We have this strong burden of this migration in very short period. And that's why this was a kind of surprise. And the results and all this pressure make us, let's say, a little bit nervous. And this makes also impression, let's say, from United States that Europe is very conservative, that we don't like these people from other parts of the world. But it's not true. We are aware that the solidarity is very important, but it's difficult to be really prepared in, let's say, just in a few months on such strong pressure.
Do you think that this pressure is going to be too much for the European Union to stay together? Do you think that it could come apart because of the migrant crisis?
No, I'm still very optimistic about EU. Of course, there are a lot of very big challenges in front of us, but still I'm, as I said, very optimistic. And maybe even this situation can make us, let's say, in one way, much stronger, because now we have common challenges, and we have to make this, how can I say, this cooperation between all member states much stronger. And of course, there will be many, many different standpoints, different interests on the table. But still, at the end of the day, I think we will find a common language, common solutions, common approach to this really big challenge.
I want to ask you one more question on a different topic before I let you go, and that is Donald Trump's wife, Melania, is from what is now Slovenia. She's Yugoslavian, but now the area she's from is from Slovenia.
Yes.
So what do you think of Donald Trump's candidacy? What do the Slovenians think of his candidacy and the connection with his wife?
Okay, I'm not an expert for public opinion, but most of people in Slovenia see Mr. Trump as, let's say, very interesting person, something new in American political, let's say, floor. He has a completely new approach in many ways. But on the other hand, of course, some of his, let's say, statements maybe are, how can I say, maybe the best expression is very interesting. And we are following the whole campaign very, very carefully, and we will see it.
Do you want to have a Slovenian First Lady of the United States?
It's not so important for us, you know, because she is now American. Of course, she's from Slovenia, and maybe, possible, she will be the First Lady, and she will represent United States, not Slovenia.
That is Boštjan Šefic, who's a state secretary in the Slovenian Interior Ministry. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.